أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء صدق الله العظيم. This is the major portion of ayah number 31 of Surah An-Nur. One portion will be discussed inshallah by the will of Allah tomorrow. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the believing men two commands. One is that they lower the gaze, and the second is they guard, safeguard, protect their chastity. Here in this long verse, long ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the believing women the very same thing. And then some aspects of the law of hijab, the law of a woman covering herself, has also been discussed here. Before we go to that, just as a background, the first rules and the law of hijab, when we speak about hijab in the Shariat, we mean a woman covering herself. Hijab today in the modern Islamic world is when a woman wears a scarf. Then they say that woman is in hijab. That is not what the Quran Sharif is speaking about. The Quran Sharif is speaking about when a woman covers her face, she covers her entire body. So the very first verses with regards to the law of hijab was revealed during the time our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made nikah to our mother Sayyida Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that was in the fifth year of the hijrah. Those verses Allah Ta'ala revealed in Surah Al-Ahzab. If Allah gives us the opportunity, we'll discuss that more in detail there. These verses and this surah we discussed was revealed at the time when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from the battle of the Bani Mustaliq, and that took place in the sixth year of the hijrah. So these verses, although they appear first insofar as recitation is concerned, but insofar as revelation is concerned, those ayat and those verses of Surah Al-Ahzab were revealed first and then these verses. So these verses actually is a completion and a conclusion of those verses. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the believing women, يَغْضُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ, that they should lower their gazes, they should cast down their gazes, وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ, and they should protect their chastity. Similar, Allah Ta'ala's command for the men, so we discussed that the two extremes have been discussed. The very initial, looking after the eyes, and the second is the protection of one's chastity. Now going forward with regards to a woman, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يُبَدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, and also command them that they should not expose their zinat. The word zinat in Arabic actually refers to adornment. Like for example, the jewelry that a woman would wear, that is regarded as also zinat. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about those places where a woman would adorn her jewelry Like generally it will be the earrings, it will be the necklace that a woman wears. So Allah Ta'ala is saying all those places should also be covered. In other words, do not expose all of that. Illa ma zahara minha, except that which gets exposed, and a woman cannot do anything about it. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to explain that when a woman covers her entire self, she covers her face, she covers her entire body, then there is one part of her zinat, one part of the adornment that a woman wears is now eventually the outer garment. She may wear something, and then on top of that she may wear a cloak, and on top of that if she wears an abaya, eventually there is something that will be exposed insofar as the outer garment is concerned. Now that we cannot help, that cannot be covered, because whatever covers that will still be an exposure. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala means in this ayah. Insofar as the law of hijab is concerned, the woman covering her face, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expresses, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that insofar as the believing woman, insofar as your daughters are concerned, then they should have the jalbab, in other words, cover from the top to the bottom, leaving that much that a woman could see when she walks forward, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has completed now this entire discussion in that way. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنْ. When a woman is not going out, when she's not out of her home, then within the confines of her home, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that she should wear her khumur. Khumur comes from the Arabic word khimar, and what we used to call in the old days orni, that is the scarf that a woman wears. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that she should adorn their scarves, ala juyubihin, they should place it over the juyub, this place where the buttons go. That is called jayb in Arabic. And juyub will mean the part of the woman or the part of the man's chest. So when they put on the orni, when they put on the scarves, it should be put in such a way that they cover the entire chests. In the time of Jahiliyat, the woman used to wear scarves, but they used to wear it in such a way that they used to place it on their heads and they used to turn it backwards. So there used to be a little tail in the back, the ears used to be exposed, the entire front of that woman used to be uncovered by that khimar, uncovered by that scarf. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the believing women that they should wear the scarf in such a way that it covers their chest, it covers their bosom. It has come in the narration, Sahabiyat used to say, when this ayah was revealed, then the woman took their shawls and they cut it into two. Which shawls? The very thick shawls that they used to wear. They cut it into two, and one part they used to use as the orni, as the scarf. And that scarf, then we understand by the understanding of Sahabiyat, that it used to be a thick scarf. It wasn't a flimsy, see-through, transparent piece of scarf that the woman would wear today, and that is how a woman should cover herself. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ, and she should not expose the places of her zinat, the places of her adornment, in other words, her face, إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ, except to her husband, and that is understood. Next Allah says, O their fathers, and that is also understood. And then, O abai bu'ulatihinna, O the fathers of their husbands, in other words, their fathers-in-law, O abana'ihinna, O their own sons, O abana'i bu'ulatihinna, O the sons of their husbands, in the case where a woman gets married to a man and he had children, sons from a previous marriage, etc., then also she can expose her face to such. O ikhwanihinna, O bani ikhwanihinna, O her brothers, O the sons of her brothers, O bani akhawatihinna, or the sons of her sisters, أو نسائهن, or the woman, their woman, here will refer to the Muslim woman. Very amazing, in Raddul Mukhtar, a Hanafi fiqh kitab, a Hanafi kitab on fatawa, it is written that on the basis of this ayat, a woman should not expose more than necessary to a Yahudiya, Nasraniya, in other words, a Jewess, a Christian woman, and even a Mushrik woman. O ma malakat aymanuhun, and in those days, women would also own slaves, so her female slaves, obviously, she could then expose her face. Awittabi'ina ghayri ulil irbah. It happened in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that number one were those people that were not by the means. And they used to come and they used to ask for food. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sahaba had the habit, not like our habit, that we will give them the food and let them go. But they would allow them, they should give them the food and allow them to sit. So that is one interpretation of tabi'in, that those people who come to beg, غَيْرِ أُولِي الْإِرْبَى, who do not have any desire, any passions, any sexual desire. And here the Mufassirin have stated, a person who has a disarranged mind. In other words, a person that is not sane. And they used to come, and sahaba, sahabiyat used to give them food. So because they do not have any passions, any desires, then it was okay if a woman would expose her face. However, here the Mufassirin have also written that we should not take every senior person of age to be of that category, and because of age, then a woman exposes her face. مِنَ الرِّجَالِ of the men, أَوِ الطِّفْلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَىٰ عُورَاتِ النِّسَاءِ, or those children who do not have any knowledge with regards to the concealment of a woman. In other words, small little children of who have not come anywhere close to being baligh, and they do not have any desires, then according to this ayat and according to the Shariat, a woman may expose her face to such little boys. That will be in order and permissible. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq, inshallah, we'll continue the ayah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi.